I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Former Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman's lawyers worked out a settlement with CNN in their $250 million lawsuit against the news network. This was in regard to CNN's false narrative of the Kentucky teen as he and a Native American elder stood facing each other. During that event, Sandman stood in silence, staring at the Native American, who pounded on a drum and chanted. At the Tuesday night Republican National Convention, Sandman got the chance to address the nation while alluding to the event that propelled him into the national spotlight. Sandman stood in front of the Lincoln Memorial, where the original confrontation took place, and reflected on the moment some consider fame and others consider infamy. Sandman said, quote, "Looking back now, how could I have possibly imagined that the simple act of putting on that red hat would unleash hate from the left and make myself the target of network and cable news networks nationwide? While the media portrayed me as an aggressor with a relentless smirk on my face, in reality, the video confirms I was standing with my hands behind my back and an awkward smile on my face that hid two thoughts. One, don't do anything that could further agitate the man banging the drum at my face. And two, I was trying to follow a family friend's advice never to do anything to embarrass your family, your school, or your community," end of quote. Now, despite the sensitive reflection that revealed a great sense of honesty, Sandman was the recipient of a slam by a CNN political analyst, Joe Lockhart. Lockhart tweeted, quote, "I'm watching tonight because it's important, but I don't have to watch this snot-nosed entitled kid from Kentucky," end of quote. Newsbusters news analyst Nicholas Fondacaro reacted with, quote, "It seems like CNN still hasn't learned their lesson about smearing and slandering an innocent teen," end of quote. Now, that wasn't the only attack on an RNC presenter. First Lady Melania Trump was the featured speaker on Tuesday night. Bette Midler, a legend in her own mind, attacked the First Lady as an illegal alien who incidentally legally immigrated to the United States from Slovenia. Her tweets included, quote, "Oh God, she still can't speak English. She can speak several words in a few languages. Get that illegal alien off the stage," end of quote. And former Democrat Coalition Chairman John Cooper fought for his place in the mud by mocking the First Lady's physical appearance and facial features. His tweet, quote, "Melania is starting to look like that New York socialite who pumped millions of dollars into plastic surgery so she could look more like a cat," end of quote. It's very hard to have a discussion, let alone a debate, with someone who's on the other side of the political aisle when the words that come out of their mouths are vile epithets, dismissive sneers, or misdirecting the conversation to another topic. When the opposition doesn't want to talk and come to any kind of understanding, it leads to events that the world has witnessed for the past few months. That is, radical fascists taking advantage of protests that began with the death of George Floyd. The riots have been born from those protests and have become an expected nightly event in many cities. People have died. Hundreds of millions of property have been destroyed. Democrat-led cities and states have refused to fight back. There's no discussion on issues. There are no debates. There are only demands. When federal law enforcement agents left Portland as rioters demanded, the riots only ramped up. The left is leading the charge against any form of civility, and their mouthpieces are the mainstream media and the Democrat Party leaders. Any semblance of peace and order will never occur until they abandon their unwavering demands and their toxic attitudes and speech. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.